Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Safety Patrol Officer Alex Dinkla with the Iowa State Patrol joins us on today's program to preview the busy Thanksgiving travel season and offers winter driving advice. Well, Trooper Dinkla, good to have you back here in Pella, and we're here today to talk a little bit about safe driving during the holidays. With Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, many people will be out on the roadways. First of all, what are just some of those general safety tips you have, especially as the roads really get plugged up? We'll start with Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, there's going to be high travel volumes, so we really stress to be patient. We want you to get to your destination safely. Just be patient with the increased traffic. Keep your eyes on the road at all times. Be ready for to come to a complete stop on potentially on the interstates or highly traveled roads, because you never know when the road might be blocked. So always look ahead, so that way you're aware of all your surroundings. But also with the increased deer traffic, with the rut going on right now, pay attention to the ditches and the farm fields, especially in that early morning or the early evening time as you start to drive. Pay attention, keep your eyes on the road, and just slow down and drive safe.
Well, and one of the things that's making this year's Thanksgiving unique is that many people are traveling around the state. We've got two football games going on, and Wednesdays and the Sunday back are always very busy. So there's about a 5-day stretch where people should anticipate delays.
Absolutely. With the holiday falling right in the middle of the week here, it's a good chance that more people are going to probably take off of work or have work off and have a long weekend. So we're going to probably see heightened traffic here at the end of next week or the middle to the end of next week. And then, yes, we have two football games that are going to be going on with Iowa and Iowa State. So there's going to be a lot of traffic, and the roads could get really congested.
And now the other time of year that we're talking about is it's winter as well. And we're about to have a lot of snow, ice, all the above. Last year was a very busy year. Very important to be even more patient when there's ice and snow on the road. And there are resources from the state level, though, that will help you plan your trip.
Absolutely. Always try to keep an eye. The Iowa DOT has a special website, their Iowa 511 website, that we utilize all the time. It shows our road conditions. So please pay attention to that and plan your trip accordingly. And if we do get any moisture that tends to come down, watch for the refreeze in the evening. With the colder temperatures in the evening, our bridges and overpasses are going to become more slick than the actual roadway. So use caution when you're going over those roadways.
And now the last thing we usually do about this time of year with you is kind of talk about, well, what's happened in terms of the year with fatal car crashes and serious car crashes. And it feels like, you know, it's another year where we've had a lot of difficulty with distracted driving as a big cause. You know, obviously you're trying to fight for zero fatalities. It's a very tough hill to climb. How can people help continue that battle by adhering to the various laws, especially distracted driving?
Yeah, we look at our fatality count. Our fatality count for the year right now is 271 people have been lost their lives on our roadways this year. That is down 22 from last year. So that is a plus that we're at least down from last year. But those are still each somebody's loved one, somebody's family member or friend that has passed away. And we look at some different things that are causing those. And distracted driving is one of those leading things that is causing a lot of crashes. So we stress, put that phone down. As much as you want to answer that phone or you see that text message, just leave the phone down. You can check that message when you get to a safe destination where you can check it. And then wear your seatbelt. We cannot stress enough how important a seatbelt will potentially save your life or prevent you from being killed in a crash or injured. So wear that seatbelt. Still 33% of Iowans that were killed this year did not have that seatbelt on.
Last but certainly not least, during these holiday times, regardless if it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's, there is extra patrols out, not only from the Iowa State Patrol, but all the way down to local agencies. You try to work as well as you can with our local agencies to make sure that everybody's safe, whether they're on downtown Pella streets all the way to Interstate 80.
Yeah, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, they have a what's called a STEP program, and it's increased law enforcement presence at certain times where high traffic is going to be happening. And yes, the New Year's, Christmas, and Thanksgiving holidays all are going to fall into that category of those STEP enforcement projects. So we will be working with our local law enforcement agencies together to increase law enforcement presence, so that way it will help educate you to put possibly obey those traffic laws, wearing your seatbelt, obeying your speed limit, and of course, putting your phone down.
Once again, that was Alex Dinkla, Safety Patrol Officer with the Iowa State Patrol. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.